Steuerung Alt entfernen, der Tech-Podcast des Bitkom.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Steuerung Alt entfernen. Mein Name ist Christoph Größmann und heute geht es um das Thema Angel Investing. Und dazu hören wir dann gleich Colette Balou. Sie ist Entrepreneur, Angel Investor und auch Gründerin der internationalen PR-Agentur Balou PR. Vor einigen Monaten hat sie auf Bitkoms Business Festival Hub Berlin darüber gesprochen, wie Angel Investing funktioniert. Und sie spricht aus Erfahrung. Be a Mentor, das ist der erste Rat, den Colette Balou jungen Investoren gibt und wie man Angel Investing richtig angeht, was sie bei vielen Investments gelernt hat. Das hört ihr jetzt in ihrem Talk. Viel Spaß.
I'm Colette Balou and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Angel Investing and how to get into it. And frankly, when I talk to people about Angel Investing, I hear three things. They tell me that they don't know how to get into it. They don't have the confidence. They don't know how to begin. Or perhaps they don't have the money. And what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that is how to overcome these things. And there is a way to overcome them. So first, a little bit about me and why I might be qualified to talk to you about this. First, I've been a mentor in organizations like Techstars, in 500 Startups, in Seedcamp. And I've been a mentor for over 10 years, actually 12 years. And during my time, I have seen companies that I would have killed to invest in. So people that run companies like TransferWise, GoEuro, a hometown favorite, Criteo, way back in the day. And I saw them and I thought, these companies have something. I was mentoring them and I just got a feel for each of them. So being a mentor is about assessing a company quickly. Usually you have a half an hour, 45 minutes to understand what's going on with the company, understand their business challenges, and then get a feel for whether or not you could help them, what you can help them with advice. Now, that actually pertains directly to what you do as an angel investor, right? So you're meeting with companies, you're doing a quick SWOT analysis, trying to understand what their challenges are, what you can bring to the table. And the good thing is you're not just using 45 minutes to do an assessment. There's usually a period of time over which you get to know them, get to figure out whether or not it's a company that you'd want to get involved in. So my first tip for you, if you want to get into angel investing, is to be a mentor. Be a mentor. It's practicing. You're learning about companies. You're getting exposure to business models. You're also getting a sense of what you're excited about, what you're interested in, where the skills that you have might apply to what the company that you want to invest in needs. So that's tip number one. Now, as an angel investor, I have invested so far in 4 companies, some of which are doing really well. So Molotov.tv is a French company that recently took a $23.2 million Series B. So that means it's really going very well. Some companies that are not doing so very well, unfortunately, and I'll probably lose my investment. And how did I choose? Yeah, I'm not kidding, I have failed already, yeah. And I'm admitting it. But how did I choose those companies? I set guidelines, and that's my second tip for you. Set guidelines about what you're gonna invest in and stick to them, because if you don't, you'll be tempted by everything that comes at you. If you're like me, if you're an optimist, you fall in love with every business plan you see a little, or you see potential in people, and you just want to invest, you want to get involved, but you have to have guidelines. So my guidelines, and I'm not saying these should be your guidelines, but my guidelines are pretty simple. I like to invest in teams or people that I knew before. I have been known to break this rule. I also like to invest in companies with a business model that makes sense to me, right? And that I can, that I understand and I get in my heart. That doesn't mean that there are many business models that maybe just don't speak to me and I can't get enthusiastic about them. So I have to be enthusiastic about it because remember, as an investor, you're in this for a long time. So you need to be excited and enthusiastic about it. I have three other guidelines. I invest in companies that want me more for just money. Why? Because I don't want to be dumb money. And finally, I invest in companies that want me for more than PR. So the essence of my capital has come from running a PR firm, owning a PR firm. I started it, it's called Baloo PR, Baloo Capital, Baloo PR. But a lot of the instinct of a lot of entrepreneurs is to choose me because they think, oh, she can help us with our communication strategy. And frankly, I can, but I've done other things. I've helped Baloo PR internationalize in three markets that are not my home market. You might think that I am French, but I am actually born in Brooklyn. So I've started a company that's opened up in Paris, London, and Berlin, all in markets that I don't understand very well and to which I am foreign. I've built an award-winning culture. I've helped the company develop sales channels. And I'm also really good friends with with a lot of venture capitalists and angel entrepreneurs, which means that I'm very useful in helping my companies get follow-on funding. So those are my four main guidelines. My fifth, which is my reach for the stars guideline, is if I can invest in something that I think can have a huge impact on society for good. Now, not every company can do that, right? But sometimes you see one that can, and I really love those. I've seen maybe two or three of them in my investing days, and I've invested in one of them. And when you can invest in something that you really think might change the world, there's nothing better than that. So I would encourage you guys to set guidelines. Now, how would I encourage you to do that? Not very hard, actually. Think about what you bring to the company. Maybe you're an expert in digital marketplaces or SaaS, or maybe you understand certain geographies really well, or maybe you're an HR expert, or you really understand finance or technology engineering. But understand almost what you bring that's special to the company, and use that as your guidelines, because then you're going to feel a lot more comfortable. You're going to be speaking about things that you know. You're not going to be an expert in all things, so don't worry about trying to be one. So that's how I set my guidelines. So the next few tips I have, you're going to chuckle at, and you're going to say that they are common sense. But one of them is, quite frankly, set a budget. Before I started angel investing, I actually talked to a lot of my angel investing friends, and I asked them what mistakes had they made that they really had wished they hadn't. And one of them was they hadn't set a budget. I have a budget for how much I will invest every single year, and I don't go above it for a couple reasons. Why? Well, I don't have endless amounts of capital. But also, it is unfair to overreach and invest in companies and have basically them be in charge of your nest egg. How unfair is it to give an entrepreneur money and say, look, I need this back because if you guys don't get me a multiple back, I'm not going to be able to buy a house, or my mother won't be able to have health care in the future. No, you have to know the money that you can give away and say goodbye to. Be fair to your entrepreneurs as well. Have it all be money that you know that you can say goodbye to. And finally, for heaven's sake, keep the paperwork. What point is there in having a great exit when you can't prove that you have shares? I know, it sounds funny, but you'd be surprised. A couple entrepreneurs have done this very thing. They can't prove they have the shares. It was all a handshake deal. Keep the paperwork. File it. They sound very, these are simple guidelines, folks. So what did I say? Mentoring, that's practice. Get out there and mentor, right? Set guidelines for yourself. Set a budget. Collect the paperwork. And finally, I had talked about if you don't have money. People often come to me and say, I don't have money, how do I start angel investing? Well, have you thought about taking an advisory board seat or a board seat, knowing that you'll be putting more time and work into the company besides just showing up, answering a few questions, being a little bit of money, but saying, I dedicate 20 hours a month to you, to helping you build a sales pipeline. Go back to the guidelines. What are you good at? I can help, you know, get you up and running with your finances, set up your spreadsheets. What can you do? And you just set a guideline for what your time would have been worth, and that becomes your investment and therefore your shares. So anyone who comes to me and tells me they don't have money to invest, you do have money to invest. You have your knowledge. And when you look at a company and are interested in it, and you have something to give to it, and you know your own strengths and skills, you can become an angel investor too. And that's really the end of what I had to say. I can't believe I did that without any slides. You missed all of my cool slides. But I would be happy to take questions. I'm around afterwards to take, if you have questions about this. Sometimes people don't feel comfortable raising their hand and asking things, but even the most elementary question, because I'd really hate it if some of you had a spark to angel invest and you just didn't feel like you'd ask the question that you had and I could answer it and help you get there, because it really has been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, and I encourage you all to do it. So with that, I thank you.
Thank you very much for the nice speech, even without the slides. What volumes are the companies asking for? So how many money during the seed phase or you're investing in?
I've negotiated everything from a 5,000 euro investment up to 100,000.
Okay.
So like 5,000 is not too little, especially at the seed phase or the pre-seed phase.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
5,000 is not too little. An inspiring message.
It can be done, people. It can be done.
It can be done. Okay, Colette, you're going to be around throughout the day.
I will. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Okay, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Das war Colette Ballou mit ihrem Talk auf der Hub Berlin. Alle Infos dazu gibt es auch in unseren Shownotes auf www.bitkom.org/podcast. Danke euch fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Das war Steuerung Alt Entfernen, der Tech-Podcast des Bitkom. Weitere Folgen findet ihr auf www.bitkom.org/podcasts.